for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King.
It's an extremely disappointing decision.
Detroit's Mayor Mike Duggan reacting to the news from General Motors that's sending shockwaves through the Motor City and beyond. The automaker says it will lay off nearly 15,000 factory and white-collar workers, and up to five plants could close. Production of some models will end next year. A fierce snowstorm over the Midwest has caused travelers to get stuck. Dozens of accidents have been reported in several states. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled, and over 2,000 delays have been reported. A winter storm warning is now in effect for the Chicago metro area, and more than 170,000 customers are without power. The Coast Guard is also warning people to stay away from the shoreline of Lake Michigan, where waves could reach a height of 18 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And, for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo Steam Train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play. And they can actually learn to code because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
Ukraine's president has declared martial law after Russia fired on them and seized some of the country's ships and sailors. The country calls it an act of aggression. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls it unlawful conduct.
We express our deep concern over the incident, which represent a dangerous escalation and violation of international law.
Russia has blamed Ukraine for preparing and orchestrating provocations. President Trump has renewed his threat to close the U.S. southern border, and he tweeted, Mexico should do more to return Central American migrants to their home countries after dozens were arrested crossing the border yesterday. He's also ramping up the pressure for border wall funding by threatening to once again shut down the government. Republicans are still in charge in the lame duck session. This may be their last opportunity to bring that, as well as asylum and other immigration law changes as well, to the president's desk. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Gas prices continue to drop around the nation as the price of oil posted another significant drop, falling $6 a barrel, or 14%, closing the week out at $50 a barrel. John Clemens reports.
18 states now have at least one station selling gasoline below $2 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average is now down 7 cents.
The national average posting another weekly decline, falling 7 cents a gallon in the last week to a national average of $2.53.
The statewide average across Missouri is $2.17 a gallon, while the pain at the pump is the highest for Hawaii at $3.88 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
Actor and Saturday Night Live star Alec Baldwin is starting off his week with a New York City court appearance. He was arraigned this morning on charges of assault over a parking space. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The actor denying that he punched someone over a parking spot in New York City a few weeks ago. Baldwin pleading not guilty in court on Monday morning while being arraigned on attempted assault and harassment charges. Baldwin was arrested on November 2nd after police allege he did punch a man, sending the man to a hospital. It was over a parking spot in Greenwich Village. Baldwin next due back in court in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.